Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Nine runs, 19 hits, no errors for Farming. One run, five hits, and an error for Lake Henry. Sam Hupfer finishing up his warm-up pitches, and we're ready to go here. With the top of the eighth inning, Zach Koltis will lead it off for Farming. Zach will be followed by Aaron Eich and Will Mergen, we're thinking. No other changes as of yet. I know Dale Schrader was talking to somebody. He was warming up down that first base line. And here's Hupfer. The pitch, strike call to Zach Koltis, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Sam Hupfer's pitch. And that's low and 1-1. Of course, we were talking too last night, Don, about after this ball game, there'll be a drafting of pitchers. All three teams get to draft some pitchers to take into the state tournament. Followed at the plate by Zach Koltis in the count 1-2. So, Numinic and Lake Henry and Farming
will be drafting. I think they draft three apiece, don't they?
They can. They can. So they can bolster their pitching staffs if they want to. Pitches outside by Hupfer in the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes.
They corrected the scoreboard. They got Farming 9 runs and 18 hits. I think that's what they had, 19 up there before, I believe. Still a lot of hits.
And the pitch to Koltis. There's number 19 as he lines it over Campson's head at second. Zach Koltis now 2 for 4 today. It's his second hit. He was pinch hit for by Craig Klein in between there. Here's Aaron Eich. Aaron 0 for 3 with a walk, 2 runs scored. Right now, Aaron, the only Farming Flame that has not had a hit here in this ball game. Strike call to Aaron and 0-1. Pitch is low and inside, and the count at 1 ball, 1 strike.
A lot of Farming Flames standing outside the dugout there. They got a pretty full dugout there, don't they?
Yep, and I bet you it's like an oven in that dugout. Eich takes outside, and the count 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Sam Hupfer from the stretch kicks and delivers, and Eich drills it down the third baseline. Just foul. Into the corner where Nick Dingman retrieves it.
Just about caught the corner of the bag, didn't it?
It did.
Flat it roller.
Very close. And the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two the count. Eich squibs one foul again. Grant Ludwig goes to the backhand this time in foul ground. Makes the catch. Flips it back to Sam Hupfer. The count yet at 2-2 to Aaron Eich. 1 on, nobody out here in the top of the eighth. Hupfer's pitch, Eich drive to right. Adam Yeager coming in, still coming in, makes the catch for the out. 1 down, and Will Mergen up to the plate. Will, so far today, 1 for 3 with a run scored. He was hit by a pitch, scored a run that inning. Nine to one, Farming with the lead over Lake Henry. Will swings and misses strike one. Zach Koltis over at first. Here's Sam Hupfer's pitch. That's high for a ball, and 1-1.
Not a real big strike zone here.
No, I noticed that from the beginning today that this umpire had more of a small strike zone.
No, I'm talking about the stature here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Will Mergen, not real tall in stature, you bet.
He looks like a young man, doesn't he?
Yep. Two outs, one strike, the count to Will. Up for ready on the mound. His pitch, Mergen puts a bunt down. That's going to move the base runner, Coltis, to second, and they just got Will Mergen by a step over at first. 1-3 on the putout. Nice little sacrifice. Two outs. And here comes leadoff hitter Taylor Ferre. Again, the Dick Putt Show tonight, 7 o'clock here on KASM. We'll have those scores and highlights from a lot of our regions. We'll round them up and bring them to you tonight at 7 on KASM. Twins still trailing the Indians, 3-1, top of the ninth inning at Target Field. The 1-0 pitch fouled to the backstop and out of play. Actually, 1-1 the count to Taylor. One ball, one strike. Isaac Nett on deck. Up first pitch, Ferre takes high for a ball and 2-1. Two on the count. Coltis leading from second. Pitchy in the dirt. And 3-1.
Shane Capson is getting the workout back there.
Three balls, one strike. Sam Hupp for the third pitcher for the Lakers here this afternoon. Farming has scored single runs in the first and third. Three spot in the fourth. Another single run in the fifth. And three more in the seventh. Ferre takes low, ball four, and he's going to walk. So Taylor Ferre with three hits today, a walk. He's been on base four times. Here comes Isaac Nett. Isaac Nett, 4-for-4 today, three runs scored, a double. He's hitting .650 in the tournament. And Sam Hupp forgets to face him. Pitch to Nett is high, a ball, 1-0.
Yeah, he just doesn't get too excited about his plate appearance. He just goes about his business looking for a pitch to hit.
Looks like he's really focused. And Nett will pop this one up foul and out of play. And the count, one ball, one strike. Coltis at second, Ferre at first. Wessel's going to play behind Ferre over at first. Hopfer ready on the mound. The 1-1. Nett fouls it to the backstop. And 1-2. You don't see him swinging a lot of bad pitches, and that one might have been up in the strike zone.
Out of his character on that one,
yep.
Wasn't he?
1-2. Ethan Navratil on deck. And Nett bloops this one to short. Quade should have a beat on it. He does, makes the catch. That'll end the Farming eighth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on. We played 7.5. It's Farming 9, Lake Henry 1. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, KASM.
Hey, welcome back to Richmond as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Taylor Ferre still on the on the mound yet for the Farming Flames, and I think they're going to leave him there, Don, if he doesn't get into any severe trouble.
Absolutely, Randy. He's been pitching a fantastic game, and he's getting a lot of support from his offense here today, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I mean, when you can score 9 runs and get 19 hits behind you, it's like...
You bet. And then he's pitching a 5-hitter so far, too. And
right.
Against the Lake Henry Laker team like this, I don't know, 5 hits is pretty minimal.
It is. It is. Lake Henry can hit the ball.
Taking themselves out of some situations here with no clutch hitting isn't quite there today for Lake Henry.
So New Munich, they lost this morning to Farming 11-4. New Munich's the number 3 seed. The loser of this ball game gets the number 2 and the winner the number 1. The winner won't play for 2 weeks.
Nope, that's right. We don't know where. Well, we'll find out.
Here's Jason Campson at the plate. The first pitch to Jason. Ground ball to third. Navratil up with it over to first. And a 5-3 put out.
Like I said, we'll have everything gassed up Friday sometime and ready to go if we have to go Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Right on. He's like George Jetson. He gets us all over the place.
Yeah, just make sure I go the right route.
That's right. Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick 1-for-3 today. Nick had a base hit in his last at bat. Ripped it down the third base line, and the pitch a little bit low. Coltis and Ferre thought they had a strike. Nick Dingman saying, you missed it by about an inch. And 1-0. Pitch bouncing up to the plate, and 2-0 now. 2 balls, no strikes.
Ray was asking the umpire where it was, and the umpire didn't respond to him, so I think that didn't make Taylor Ferre real happy.
And Dingman sticks the bat out, slaps it to right field, a solid base hit for Nick Dingman. He is 2-for-4 today. And you know, you're leading 9-1, and I know, Taylor, you're a young guy yet, but just don't get caught up in that. Just
correct.
Go back and don't irritate the umpire, or maybe get the batter a little fired up, and
be a hit right after
it.
So threw one in the dirt, and then he gives him the next one where he could hit it. So
to bring Carter Wessel to the plate. Carter 0-for-2. He'll pop this one up. Adam Winkles doesn't see it. Here's Nick Mergen, and now coming in, making the catch in right behind Nick Mergen is that Aaron Eink yet? No, it's Eric Schmidt is out there.
Eric Schmidt.
And so Eric comes in and makes the catch down the right field line. That would have been a fair ball.
Yes, it would have been. Yep.
But that was up in the air. Here's Grant Ludwig. So quickly, 2 outs.
So we missed Eric going out to right field there.
Nick Dingman at first, and the pitch to Grant Ludwig, a strike at the knees, 0-1. The balls, 1 strike. The pitch, low for a ball, and 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Well, I know that drive to Delano, that requires a stop at the Casey's and Dassel. Just because. That's about halfway.
Donuts or what?
Well, yeah. And, just a rest break. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Ludwig. Here's a ground ball to deep short. Net up with it, and it goes off his glove into left field, and that'll be an error on Isaac Net over at short. And the Lakers with runners at first and second. And here's Aaron Savalko.
Seen today, pretty much throughout the game, Laker threats have been with 2 outs, haven't they?
They have, yep. Here's a ground ball to first. Winkles will field the hop.
Nice high hop.
He'll take it to first, the unassisted put out, and that ends the Laker eighth. No runs, a hit, and an error, and 2 left on. We have played 8, Farming 9, Lake Henry 1. More to come in a minute on KASM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Ethan Navratil leads off the ninth inning for the Farming Flames, puts one in the hole between first and second. Jason Campson out on the grass, dives, rolls, throws to first, and just misses getting Ethan by a small step.
Looks like he stepped a little crooked over there, too, going off the bag.
That is a base hit for Ethan, 20 hits for Farming here this afternoon. And Adam Winkles to the plate. Pitches low and in the dirt. Navratil scoots on to second. And a wild pitch by Sam Hupfer. Adam Winkles, since coming in for the injured Tyler Schrader, is 1-for-2 with a walk. Tyler Schrader went out with a dislocated shoulder or separated shoulder earlier in the ballgame. To be determined yet, I'm sure, by x-rays. Here's a long fly ball to right. Tagging is Navratil. He's going to go to third. Adam Yeager makes the catch, and there's one out. 9-1, Farming here in the top of the ninth. And Brad Mergen to the plate. Brad Mergen as DH today. 2-for-4. He had a sacrifice fly in his last at bat.
Excuse me, Runts. I had a sneeze there, and I think I could have blown up a tire with that one.
And interesting, but they're going to walk Brad Mergen with one out.
Mike Cotton, I believe.
And face Mike Cotton, the pinch hitter. So one out. Here's Cotton. Mike Cotton, a right-handed hitter. And the pitch to Cotton is low for a ball, 1-0. Zach Koltis on deck. One ball, no strikes. A little activity in the Farming bullpen. Cotton will take a strike in, 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Hupfer's breaking ball, a beauty. Strike two. 1-2 to Mike Cotton. The kick, the pitch. Cotton ground ball to third. Ludwig to second for one. The relay to first in time. That's a 5-4-3 double play. That'll end the Flames' ninth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We head to the bottom of the ninth. It's Farming 9, Lake Henry 1. We're back in a minute.
Not just good food, it's great food. And the menu at Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming is loaded with many options to choose from. Stop in on Friday nights from 5 till 10 for the fish buffet. Or try the wings, just $6.50 a pound. On Saturday, dine in only on a single topping pizza for $7.50. And on Sunday from 5 till 10, enjoy the pork chop dinner for only $10. Trapper's Pub & Grub, a hometown favorite in downtown Farming.
Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off at your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Well, we're three outs away from Farming gaining the number one seed here. An improbable, it seemed like it couldn't happen, Farming having to play a play-in game against Roscoe back on Monday night. What was that, Monday the 28th or 29th of July? And then the region started with Farming defeating Meyer Grove 5-0, Farming beating St. Martin 4-1, Lake Henry defeating Farming 10-7, Farming comes back today, defeats New Munich 11-4, and they're leading Lake Henry here in the ninth 9-1.
This is a long way around for them, isn't it?
The number eight team.
Yes, it is.
They have scored 36 runs, and Adam Yeager puts a bunt down that's foul in 0-1. Their fifth game of the tournament. And Yeager with the count of 0-1. Taylor Ferre's pitch and fouled at the plate. Now 0-2.
Navatil was kind of creeping up here in the grass just in case he wanted to try it again. I would think down 9-1, you're not going to be bunting here no more.
No. No balls, two strikes. Taylor Ferre, that pitch outside and high in the count. One ball, two strikes. One and two. The pitch, and that's going to scoot right under the legs of Adam Yeager. He jumped high in the air.
Jump rope going on there.
Guaranteed, you and I don't get off the ground that high.
Nope. We get hit.
That's right. Two balls, two strikes. Ferre's pitch right there. A called strike three. So Yeager gets caught looking, and that'll bring a leadoff hitter, Shane Campson, to the plate. Farming fans shouting some encouragement to their team.
Boy, Taylor Ferre's pitched well.
He has. Just spread out those six hits today. Ferre has the sign from Zach Koltis. And the pitch, a ball high in 1-0. There was just one inning, and that was the six, where they had more than two hits today. Otherwise, they were single hits and in innings. Pitch low and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. The count. Campson swings and misses 2-1.
This is all Taylor Ferre's game, I think, this year, isn't it, Randy?
Yes, it is.
I guess that complete game.
There's strike two called to Campson. Two balls, two strikes to Shane. Taylor Ferre. Out time is called by the home plate umpire. The kick, the pitch, just a little bit high in the count, full at 3-2. Taylor has walked three, hit two, so he's put five extra hitters on the base paths today. And he drives this down the right field line. It's a foul ball. Just foul down that right field line. And so the long walk back to home plate. The count at 3-2 to Shane Campson. Ferre's pitch And fouled at the plate by Shane. Count at 3-2 yet. One out. Josh Campson on deck for Lake Henry. The kick, the pitch. High ball four, and Shane's going to work himself a walk. That's the fourth walk for Taylor Foray. And it'll bring Josh Campson to the plate.
Get a pinch runner here.
Is it Matt Leeser?
Jordan.
Or Jordan Leeser?
Farmington's Jordan.
Jordan Leeser will run for Shane Campson over at first. Josh Campson takes low for a ball, 1-0. One out, the count to Josh. Foray's pitch right at the knees, strike one. 1-1 the count. Ball and a strike. Here's the pitch. Campson ground ball to short. Net to second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. In the dirt, and Winkles can't come up with it, but I think Josh would have beat it out anyway. So the fielder's choice, 6-4.
They're going to get a pinch runner here for Josh. Nick Ryman will be running for him.
Wow. Tommy Neos just showed me the Twins have tied it up in the ninth, 3-3, Twins and Indians. And maybe the Twins can pull out a walk-off yet. Ryman running for Campson. Here's Matt Quaid. Two outs and one on. Quaid 0 for 4 today. The pitch low for a ball. Coltis knocking that one down. And Matt Quaid looking back to Taylor Foray. Here's the pitch. That's low and outside. And that count at 2-0 to Quaid. Two balls, no strikes. Ryman takes his lead. Pitch is a little high and tight. And 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Foray's pitch, there's a strike in 3-1. Three balls, one strike. There's strike two, and the count's full at 3-2. Three to the count to Quaid. Ryman will be off here on 3-2, and that's low ball four. So a couple walks for Taylor Foray here in the ninth, and here comes Jason Campson to the plate. 9-1, Farming in front. And Campson so far today is 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored. Foray working from the stretch. It's pitched to Jason, a strike called, 0-1. 0-1 the count. Foray kicks, delivers. There's strike two and 0-2.
Taylor Foray found it here again in the strike zone.
No balls, two strikes.
Now you make him hit your pitch.
Runners take their leads. A swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Campson, and Farming has completed the comeback. They are Region 15C champions here with the victory this afternoon. For Lake Henry, no runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. Your final score today, Farming 9, Lake Henry 1. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back in 2 minutes here on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
At Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual, we know the value of working together and believe that hard work pays off. We wish all the area teams the best of luck in this year's Region 15C playoffs. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa in Belgrade for all of your insurance needs. For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen, back with you in Richmond, where farming has come from being the last team to make it to the regions, and they finish first.
Isn't that something, Randy?
That is something.
You know, it goes to show anybody can beat anybody anytime, and farming had a great regional tournament here.
Oh.
Lots of hits, scored some runs, and good pitching, too. Taylor Ray at the end, it was unbelievable. It was a great game.
Six-hitter today. You got some line scores for us, Don?
Yes, I do. I have 9 runs for farming, 20 hits, 1 error, and 15 left on base. For Lake Henry, 1 run, 6 hits, 1 error, and they left 12 on base. So there was 27 runners left stranded, and 15 by farming with 20 runs scored. So it could have been a lot worse, right?
Absolutely. The win will go to Taylor Foray as he goes the complete game today, and farming gets some great pitching performances. The 5 games they played, you look at Brad Mergen pitched a gem for him. Adam Winkles pitched a gem for him. Of course, they pieced together a few of their wins, too, but it was a great tournament. They went 4-1 in the tournament. And
can't ask for more than that.
No.
I'll tell you what, going into the state, they're hot. They're a good hitting team right now, and now you had another pitcher or two or three to that yet. What have we got?
Yeah.
They're going to get that number one pick here now. So
they will.
By not drafting anybody out of the playoffs, they're going to get that number one pick.
Absolutely, and they'll do that a little later on here. So with the win, farming gets the number one seed, Lake Henry the 2 and Numinic the 3, and we'll know when they play a little later on tonight. I would say after that 9, maybe 10 o'clock, the state board will post that on their website. MinnesotaBaseball.org, MinnesotaBaseball.org. You can go there and get some of those brackets later on tonight or tomorrow morning. Lots of local teams going. I mean, we've got 3 here right in our region, but over in Region 11C, Sartell, Foley, Watkins, and Cold Spring. Pretty impressive there. That's the Cold Spring Rockies. We see New London Spicer is going from Region 4C, so they'll be down there at the tournament. So congratulations to the Twins there. We got the Cold Spring Springers going down to Class B. They'll be in the tournament along with St. Cloud Boudreaux. So, you know, it's going to be a fun tournament to do.
A lot of locals in that tournament.
A lot of locals.
Good to see.
Yes, it is. Don, we want to thank you, first of all, for being with us again. And we have thank Richmond for being so accommodating to us. Thanks to Mary Heinen for doing all the stats for us and keeping us updated with some stats throughout the tournament. Richmond, very accommodating. Gary Ottman, Blaine Ottman, Kirby Hamish, Kurt Hamish, Randy Schoenberg, our commissioner, so good to us. Tom Niehaus, who helped us out a lot here, too. And Everybody. Everybody.
The Buddy Boys, they were up here too, so we had a good group of guys.
Bet. Reese Hemish yesterday, our public address announcer. We had a lot of celebrity announcers up here, didn't we?
Yes, we did. A lot of celebrities all over the place here, didn't we?
We did. And we got to thank those folks back at the station too that manned the controls. Angela Mergen today. We had Brad Melke, Adam Ray, Scott Stevens, who spent many a long night with us. Cy Funnenstein. Helping us out too with this region tournament. So congratulations to all of you. You're all winners. And Farming, they pick up the number one seed today as they're handing out individual trophies right now to the players. Isaac Nett getting his trophy. Probably that's as good a hitter as we've seen in a long time, right?
About 650 probably in this tournament. I'll tell you what, it'd be my pick for MVP and a out of this region.
You bet. And Taylor Schrader, he had a wrap on earlier, but looks like hopefully he can get that shoulder rehabbed here in a couple weeks for the Farming Flames. All right, we're going to wrap it up from Richmond. He has Farming wins. Thank you to the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Peps Pork of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank in Richmond, to the Sportsman's, Dan of Lake Henry. St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Big Arena over in Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning right here in Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominick, Sock Center in Long Prairie. The fine folks over at Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Shady's Bar and Grill in Dominick, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trapper's Pub and Grub and Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, Dominick Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. Thank you to all our Region 15C sponsors. We will talk to you throughout the week here, let you know what teams we are following. Thank you again to Don Heinen. This is Randy Rothstein. Angela, we're going to send it back to our studios in Albany as Farming wins today 9-1. It's all yours, Angela.